I was preaching by the roadside under a tree. People passing on, making fun of me, saying he is crazy, soon he will meet his fate. Now we have our churches in every state. Somewhere in glory you'll find me. You'll find me, yes, you'll find me. Somewhere in glory you'll find me. Singing and a-shouting through eternity. My folks won't own me to say that they're through with folks who act like holiness do. Someday in glory we'll shout and shine, leaving them a-weeping and a-praying behind. Somewhere in glory you'll find me. You'll find me, yes, you'll find me. Somewhere in glory you'll find me, singing and a-shouting through eternity. While I am resting under the sod, my home is waiting at the right hand of God. Angels are holding me a robe and a crown. Gabriel is waiting for the trumpet to sound. Somewhere in glory you'll find me. You plan on going, you'll find me. Yes, you'll find me. Oh, somewhere in glory you'll find me, singing and a-shouting through eternity. Somewhere in glory you'll find me. You'll find me. Yes, you'll find me. Oh, somewhere in glory you'll find me, singing and a-shouting through eternity. While I am resting under the sod, my home is waiting at the right hand of God. Angels are holding me a robe and a crown. Gabriel is waiting for the trumpet to sound. Somewhere in glory you'll find me. You'll find me, yes, you'll find me. Somewhere in glory you'll find me, singing and a-shouting through eternity. My folks won't own me, they say that they're through with folks who act like holiness do. Someday in glory we'll shout and shine, leaving them a-weeping and a-praying behind. Somewhere in glory you'll find me. You'll find me, yes, you'll find me. Somewhere in glory you'll find me, singing and a-shouting through eternity. While I am resting under the sod, my home is waiting at the right hand of God. Angels, they're holding me a robe and a crown. Gabriel is waiting for the trumpet to sound. Somewhere in glory you'll find me. You'll find me, yes, you'll find me. Somewhere in glory you'll find me, singing and a-shouting through eternity. Give God a good praise offering, would you? In the book of Numbers, chapter 23, I got a verse of scripture here in verse 19. Enjoy, Brother Tabor, and all the preaching since we've been here. And the services have just been great. And amen. And I just want to do what I can for the glory of God today. Amen. Verse 19, a very familiar scripture. God speaking to Israel. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he said, and shall he not do it? Or have he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Hallelujah. Amen. Notice this word in this chapter here, this verse. Amen. I thought Brother Horton preached so well on when, so I'm going to preach as good as I can on shall. Hallelujah. Amen. Shall is in the Bible. Amen. I looked it up. It's not in a concordance. Amen. Unless you've got one of those super duper concordance. Amen. I've got a concordance here. I have Strong's. I have Young's. Amen. I have Cruden's. I've looked this word up in the concordance of the booklet type, and it's not in there. Hallelujah. It may be in yours, but I haven't found it in mine. Shall, it's not there. You know why? Amen. On my computer, amen, Bible program, it has this word is in the Bible 6,061 different times. Shall is in the scriptures. Hallelujah. Amen. But it is a very important word. Don't ever underestimate. Every word of God is important. Hallelujah. Every word of God is true. Come on now. Amen. And we need every word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. This shall here, it indicates, amen, according to Webster's dictionary. And you know, it don't give a whole lot there. And I didn't look it up in the Greek or Hebrew. Amen. One man said, I don't spit it or chew it. Hallelujah. Amen. But we do need to look at it sometimes. Amen. And the dictionary said, amen, it is used in the first person to show determination. Hallelujah. It is used in the second, third person to show future of something. Hallelujah. And so God establishes his word here unto his people and said, hey, have I not spoken it, and shall I not do it? Come on now, hallelujah. I want you to know, we need to take the word of God as it is today. If God said it, he will do it. Amen. Hey, I'll tell you something. You got saved on shall. Hallelujah. Amen. Did you know that word shall is in the very foundation of your experience of salvation? Amen. When you read Romans chapter 10, which we call the Romans road to salvation, you find there where it said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Hey, that's what brought you in. That's how you got in this family of God. Amen. When the preacher said, amen, you shall be saved. You took it at his word. And the convicting power of God drove you to the altar. Amen. And you got up. Though you went down a sinner, you got up a saint. Though you went down bound, you got up free. Though you went down that old-fashioned altar, amen, wretched by the world and wickedness, hallelujah, bound by sin of all types, hallelujah, and you was that whosoever and took the word of God and believed it. Do you believe what God said today? Do you believe if God spoke it, he will do it? Amen. I don't have time to get into all 6,061 shouts today. Amen. It'd take all day long. That's why the concordance don't put it in the back of your Bible. You got to go to some other source to find it. It's in there too many times. You run out of pages and you get tired. Hey, but can I tell you there's some important shouts in the Bible? Amen. I mean to tell you, my friend, we have lived to experience the S-H-A-L-L of God. Amen. Shout of salvation. We wouldn't be together today. Amen. Of life, precious faith. Amen. We all have one thing in common today. We may not see eye to eye on everything about the end time, about sanctification, but there's one thing we do agree on. The blood has set us free. Amen. We agree. Amen. That the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses from all sin today. Hallelujah. I'm talking about shall. Some shalls we have already experienced. Come on now. Oh yeah, salvation's one of them. If you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you read in Matthew chapter 5, that great verse where Jesus said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they may be, or they might, amen, hopefully, shall be filled. Oh, God's waiting on us, a hungry heart, to grab a hold of the horns of the altar and mean business with God. Amen. And a hungry heart, he feels every time. Amen. They shall be filled. Just lift up your cup. Here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up. Let it overflow. Amen. I'm talking about the shalls of God's word. We've already experienced shalls of Holy Ghost. I've seen him do it this year. Fill people with the Holy Ghost. two men in their 50s at Brother Rusty's got the Holy Ghost. Come on now. And while that was going on, Brother, amen, Ricky Savage's oldest girl, Callie, all the way from Virginia. I'm talking about 800 miles between, distance between them and Bible Battery, all the way down to the tip end of Alabama. Amen. Up to the top end of Virginia. God was moving. And there in Brother Savage's church, a little 10-year-old girl. Amen. Fulfilling the word of God now. It's unto you and your children as many as far off as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. Here, it's 250-year-old man getting the baptism. And then all the way up there, Sister Doreen called and said, Sister Hobby, Christy called and said, Mama, I've got something I want you to hear. And put that little 10-year-old girl on the phone, and she couldn't even tell her grandma about her experience. Amen. She was still speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. I come to tell you, we're still working on the shall. He still shall do it. He's still pouring out the Spirit on all flesh, and the sons and daughters of men are still receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost today. Hallelujah. So we've experienced some showers. Oh, we're in a bad economy. I know that. I'm just going to hit a few highlights. Amen. We're in a bad economy. And the devil said, I'll stop them holiness people. I'll shoot gas up to $4 a gallon. Amen. I'll slow down the ministry. I'll slow down the church. Amen. I'll stop them from proceeding any further. Amen. But guess what? I've been to some churches this year. Amen. I went to Brother Mike Roberts' meeting. Amen. And at Brother Mike Roberts' meeting, amen, they were celebrating in that meeting a year before. Brother Mike said, Brother Hobby, amen, we took pleasure to pay off the note of our church. Amen. His wife said she went into the bank, and the banking lady she talked to said, when Sister Debbie Roberts said, we plan to pay this off in a year. And the banking lady looked at her with raised eyebrows and said, well, I hope you can. I don't think you will, though. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, you know what we did at our meeting? Amen. We got up, a brother did, and said, we're raising money to pay off this note. Amen. Give you 1 year to do it. And Brother Mike said, the Spirit of the Lord got in it and said, I couldn't even write down the names fast enough of the giving that was coming in on that one offering. And before I knowed it, we had $95,000. Amen. Hey, you listen to me. Hey, God ain't broke. Heaven still got plenty. Amen. Hey, he owns all the world. All the silver and gold belongs to God. Amen. Hey, we serve a God who kept them going for 40 years in the wilderness. And their clothes never wore out. Amen. Their shoes never wore out. Hallelujah. Walmart would have been out of business. But Brother God is not out of business. He's still a God. That's the same yesterday and today and forever. He's the God that says, I change not. If I done it then, I can do it now. If I done it 50 years ago, I can do it in 2011. God is still in control. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. And we have learned the secret of shall. Amen. Listen here. Amen. I've got to finish my story. Look here at my time clock. Amen. Yeah. 12 minutes. I was at that meeting, and on Monday after the meeting, my wife and Sister Debbie Roberts and Sister Debbie Sanders, hallelujah, went to the bank together with a check. Come on now. Hallelujah. You know what they did? They looked up the lady and said, I don't think you can do it. Hallelujah. Amen. And Sister Debbie wrote the check out, Brother Ed, and said, Sister Hobby, y'all take the picture, would you? Hallelujah. Amen. Make the picture of it. Hallelujah. We're going to glorify God. You think you ought to be glorified? You think you ought to be praised? Oh, I know I'm between you and lunch, but hey, we got time to praise Him, don't we? We got time to give Him some glory and some honor. Hey, man, you hear me? They paid that note off, it shocked her, yeah. Hey, but we serve a mighty big God. Hey, man, and listen, we've learned to shout. I want to hear you what this word says here. Give, and it shall be given unto you. You hear that? Give, and it shall be given unto you. How? Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. Running over. Shall man give into your bosom. Oh, with the same measure that you meet. With all it shall be measured unto you again. We know what God has promised us, and that's what shall is. It's a promise, my friend. In the first person, it's a promise. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory. I come to tell you, a God is going to take care of His church. A God is going to take care of His minister. A God is going to take care of this man. A God is going to take care of this missionary. A God is going to take care of this evangelist. Amen. Hey, He'll see to it. If He's got to rain a raven over the table of Jezebel and Ahab and pick up a stake and bring it to Elijah over there by the brook, I can assure you, a God will take care of you today.
Wonderful.
I don't have time to tell you all I feel like telling you. I want to tell you today, you can depend on the Lord.
You can do it.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you can.
Yes, sir.
God is a good God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I want to testify to you just a minute. I'm 56 now. Last time I was here, you know how old I was. I was 36. 20 years from 56. 36. I don't kick as high. Don't run near as fast, but I'm still running. Hallelujah. Come on now. I don't want to run out of steam. I want to refire. Come on now. Hallelujah. I don't want it to die in my life. Come on now. Hallelujah. What about you today? Amen. One old girl, amen, in the revival we was in, this girl come up to me and said, have you always been that energetic? I said, well, I was more energetic than this. Come on now. Hey, age has a way. Amen. Well, here, let me tell you. In October of last year, amen, we had to make a decision. Amen. And listen to me. Here's the way it is. I feel like in ministry, you're called of God. Amen. You either pastoring or you evangelizing or you a missionary one. Amen. You're called of God. Amen. And so I felt the call of God still there. And I always felt like I'd do this again. And my wife said, high in the world, we're going to do it as old as we are. Amen. I'll tell you what He promised. He promised they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Walk and not faint. Oh, teach me, Lord, to wait on You. Teach me, God, just to wait on You, Lord. And you know, that was in October. And the first decision I made was, well, where am I going to go to church? You know, every preacher needs a home church. Somebody say amen. Every preacher needs a pastor.
Yes, sir.
Amen. One preacher said to me, when does a preacher quit having a pastor? Never. When he dies and goes with the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. And I chose the church in North of us. Called the pastor and said, I'm going to come your way. Fine.
Love to have you.
Yeah. Amen. And so we've been going there. And 2 months after we went there, amen, I had to buy another vehicle. I didn't want to. I had the one I had almost paid for. Who wants to have to pay a payment on a vehicle? You don't even have a, you don't even know where you're going to be.
That's right.
Amen. What you're going to get in this day and time. Hallelujah. I mean to tell you, amen, I went friend of mine said, I'll put $100 on it. You can come get it. And I said, I'll pray about it. And I did. And I gave him the answer. Tell him I'll be there to get it. Amen. I feel like the Lord gave me the green light to go. So I went over there and I traded my little Lucerne Buick. Amen. You know, it's down a little rider. Hallelujah. I told Brother Ryan this for church, so he's done heard it. And you may have heard it before, too, but I traded that little lowrider, and you know, because my hips was about to kill me. Make a 500-mile trip. I couldn't hardly get out of the car. I don't know what you call that. Rheumatism?
Old age.
Old age. And I said, oh, darling, honey, I've got to do something. I need help.
Yeah.
God don't heal me.
Yeah.
We ain't going to make this journey very far. And so I prayed about it. And God gave me the green light.
Yeah.
And you know what? I went over to Georgia. When I got there, they called me 2 days before I got there and said, what do you make? I said, well, I can tell you this. I don't have a steady job right now.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, it's a good policy. I can only tell you what I made last week. And that ain't none of your business today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it was good. I can tell you that. Amen. It was real good. Hallelujah. And they asked me, I said, that's what I made last week. Now I can't promise you what I make next week. I don't know yet. Hallelujah. But that's what I made last week. He said, that's good enough for us. When I walked in, Brother Daniel Dean, to that car lot, they had the papers ready. They had the key in their hand, wanting my key. I said, wait a minute. I put some things before God before I ever come up here. And if it ain't like that, I don't want it. Amen. It's got to be the will of God, man. Amen. That sale of a Chevrolet dealership and didn't know what to think for a few moments. But we got in that little room. And when they got through with the procedure, it was right where God and me had decided it needed to be. And I said, I'll take it. I drove it home. Amen. And about 2 weeks before Christmas, you hear me, my pastor got up one night while we were singing a song. Amen. And when I went to put the microphone down, he said, wait a minute, Brother Hobby. I want you to sing some more. I said, all right, whatever the pastor wants. I believe you ought to be submitted to the pastor. Amen. I said, whatever you want, I'll do it. Amen. You hear me? He said, I want you to sing some more, but first I want to know, how much is your car payment? I don't know why he wanted to know. But I said, all right, this is what my car paid. Do you mind me telling the audience?
No.
Not at all. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're doing, but go ahead and do it. You're the pastor.
Yeah.
You know what he did? He said, the Lord spoke to me while I was singing 3 times and said, pay a car payment for him.
How about that?
Well, I wasn't going to get no Christmas bonus. I know that. Hallelujah. But God gave me one on purpose. Handfuls on purpose. I said, well, thank you, Lord. I didn't know what else to do, Brother Tony. I'm standing there at the piano. Tears is in my eyes. I'm crying because I'm happy. Amen. Because I stepped out by faith. Didn't know how everything was going to turn out. He said, that ain't all God told me. He said, try him. And he said, you know, at this church, we have never faltered on anything when it had to do with an evangelist or a missionary. They built a $1 million building there. Amen. At that church. And it's all paid for, as far as I'm concerned and know about it. Amen. And don't owe nothing on the building. And he said, I told you when we started building, if we had to renege on an offering toward a missionary or an evangelist, we wouldn't build this building. But by the grace of God, our offerings have tripled to the missionaries and to the evangelists. You have outdone yourself in giving, and God has blessed us for it. And you never come against anything that God told me to do or spoke to my heart to do. Amen. So I'm telling you, God said, try me. And we're not only going to take an offering to pay one car payment, we're going to pay the next 12 car payments for this couple. I come to tell you, the devil says you're going under. The devil says you'll never come out. The devil says you can't do it. Amen, but listen to me. God says you can. God is on your side. God is in your corner. run out of time. But there's a shower in your corner today.
Yes, sir, there is.
Hallelujah. There's a shower.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He shall do it.
Yes, he shall.
Amen. He ain't going to run out.
Hallelujah.
God's people are giving people.
Yes, they are.
I'm going to tell you one more short story. Have I got time
for
you?
Yes, sir.
I was at Allentown. And I was in Texas in February. And Brother Larry Landers was there. It's your father-in-law, right?
Yeah.
Amen. Good brother.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, knows Brother Larry Landers?
Oh,
great
yeah,
guy.
Yeah,
missionary to Mexico.
Yeah,
been knowing him over 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Great people. He was there that Sunday morning, Brother Tabor. When I went out the door, he handed me $100 bill.
What?
A missionary.
Yeah.
I mean, now, Brother Don Tabor gives me $700. That's one thing. But a missionary handed me $100. I said, Brother, I need to be given to you. I felt bad about it. I said, no, I don't want that $100. He said, Brother, you got to let God bless me. I got to be able to give as God is commanding me to give. I said, okay, Brother. All right. Stuck it in my billfold. Put it in that honey hole. Tucked it away. Didn't even tell my wife. Just tucked it away. But God knows you're hiding places. Can't hide from God.
I
feel to tell this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. I come to Allentown with that $100 in my pocket. And there's another missionary. Hallelujah. Just getting started on the field. And the Lord said, give it to him. Pays to give.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, sir. I gave that $100 bill to that missionary.
Listen.
I went to the kitchen, sat down. Oh, I could have used it. I can tell you, I could have used it. I went to the kitchen, sat down, Brother Eugene, and when I got sat down with my food that night, here come a preacher running across there. He's in a trot, Brother Ryan. He's like he's running in a race. A good evangelist. I just met him. He come running over here, Brother Neal. And I know he wasn't hunting his kids.
Yeah.
He had a bunch of them. He could have found some of them if he would. He's hunting me. He come over and slipped me that bill in my hand.
Yeah.
What do you think it was? $100 bill. Hallelujah. I couldn't get rid of it. God used an evangelist to give me the same amount I put in that missionary's hand. Same amount the missionary put in my hand. I'm going to tell you something. God's church is still going to go. You know why? Because God's good people know. Amen. Hell, the shout of giving. Amen. Oh, this is my little short message. I have some more to preach to you, but I done shelled enough corn today. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you love the Lord? Would you stand over the house if Brother Neal comes? Amen. Hey, let's keep giving. Let's keep living. Amen. Let's keep loving God. I can tell you His favor will be with you. I said His favor will be with you. His blessings will be upon you. Come on now. They'll run over you. They'll overtake you, my friend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The only reason I can think of today why you're not already gone is because we sure do need you, boy. When? Amen. God can do without you, but He ain't.
All right.
Could I hear somebody say amen?
Amen?
Not so. And I said, and she said, now Ralph, listen. Ralph, you know the church needs you. Need me? Yeah, you. I want you to quit saying that. Why am I here? Why is it like this?
Yeah.
Amen. When?
When?
When? Okay. Amen. Amen. You see, when men come to learn a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses, that he is most jeweled and has no jewelry. Now we're talking about his person. Amen. That he only is great who is great in soul. Amen. Amen. You see, Brother Ed, it's not because you can do some things out there that they can't do. It's because when you're out there, they do it better.
All right, that's it. Yes, sir. That's it. Yeah.
And that's right.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
When are you going to start doing better?
Amen.
When are you going to live your life that you're ready for him to come?
Yeah.
Now.
Now,
the other day, I said, Lord, now you know, I usually, on my computer, I've got well over 1,000 sermons of my own that I built through the years. I said, Lord, would you please give me something to preach?
Yeah.
Will you please... He said, Ralph, I'll tell you what I want you to do. He said, I want you to talk to my people and tell them, amen, that I want to comfort them in this hour. And I want them to have the glory of God. And don't worry about the sermon. You'll be better to us if you quit worrying about that sermon. Amen. And try your best to comfort God's people that they'll be ready. Ready to go. Ready to leave from here. Ready to mount up. Ready to leave this all where, when, now, this day. When? The other day, I got to dealing with the Lord, and he got to dealing with me. I was talking to him about these messages and these sermons that we're so good at now because we got so much equipment. And, amen. And, Dor said, when's preachers going to get back to preaching? She said they go in that pulpit without a burden. They've got a sermon that they got off of the internet or etc. and said, when is he coming? Hey, man. If I really don't know how to get you to do this. But you've got the greatest opportunity, young preacher. You're nothing low. There's nothing small about you. You've got it. But it ain't your sermon. It's you. It's you. I walked in here the other night, and that young man was up here. And I believe I said to Brother Don, I said, Brother Don, that boy's got it. He's got it. What's he got? No, it wasn't the sermon. He had something that he found in a closet of prayer. What you need today I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Amen.
I want to be ready.
Yes, sir.
And so, Lord reminded me, all of Claire Blue Scott, you remember 47 years ago you preached on the willing and obedient shall eat the good of the land? Why don't you preach that again? And I said, it had been 47 years since I'd preached it. I went in the pulpit and preached it better than I did 47 years ago. Let me bring you up on my dad. We'd preach in a lot of revivals in those days, and he was the guy, and he put me up in front of him. I'd read my scripture, and when I get through reading my scripture, he'd come on. And the altar would fill up. And so I was in this revival, and I said, I feel like calling him. And I called him, and I said, what time are we going to church or such, such? So he said, I ain't going. I said, what? He said, I'm not going. I said, why ain't you going? He said, I don't want to. And my daddy says he don't want to. You don't say why. I said, I'm going to go. And I promise you one thing, Dad. If you go, you won't have to preach. I think I shocked him there. So we went to church. And they turned the service to me. And I got up and took my text on the willing and obedient shall eat the good of the land.
Uh-huh.
Here come Dad. He jumped in front of me. Look at me square in the eye and saying, preach it, boy, preach it. Preach it, boy, preach it. Hallelujah. Amen. I turned this way and Dad was there. Preach it, boy, preach it. Amen. I wish you'd get into it till we start hollering. Preach it, preach it. Preach it, preach it. You got what we need for this hour. Amen. You're helping us to be ready. Preach it, preach it, preach it. And when he finally got through, I was already through. But boy, 47 years ago, he knows when you said amen 50 years ago. He knows when you took that first step to that pulpit and it looked like that it was a mile from where you were sitting to that pulpit. And when you went into the pulpit and you took that text, amen. The willing. Is there anybody here willing today? Are you willing to leave from here? Do you desire to go? Amen. Can I hear you say amen? Now, I don't think I see that preacher that was here the other day that he didn't like for that thing about clapping your hands. I said, well, that's what I use all the time. I'll clap your hands, all you people! And shout! And shout! And shout! And shout! With the voice of triumph to our God. When? Do it now. We may leave before you get the last syllable in. Little grandson called before we come in here. Mama, when y'all coming home? She said, you got to preach, and when you get through preaching, we go home. He said, I want you home. I don't know the conversation in heaven. I don't know how it's going to end up. But for some reason or other, he looked down. He said, I want him home. I want him home. I want them out of that sinful world. I want them. Come on home. Amen. Amen. Brother W.L., when you come out of there the other day, I mean, when you come out of there, you may have not understood what was happening to us.
Yeah.
Amen. Right. But Lord God, it flashed like lightning. And we're more ready to go today than we was Sunday or Monday, ever when it was. Stand with me. I want to be ready. I want to be ready.
Thank God. Yes, sir. Want to be ready. Oh, yeah.
Holler at Neil, Brother Ralph, and tell him I've got it ready.
Got it ready.
Yeah.
Amen.
Is he coming? He's got a few more things. He's working on that sermon up there.
All right.
Well, tell him I've got everything down.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Amen. Listen. Your God has everything ready for the church to come home. Let's go, what you say? Let's lift up our hand and cry out, even so, come quickly, Lord. He that cometh, church, I don't care. He's coming.